the A-Team.
This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
Those look great.
Definitely.
Are you sure?
You gotta cinch them.
Yeah, we told you to cinch them.
Yeah, you just paper bag them out and cinch them.
Okay, you're just gonna cinch them and then you'll see.
You'll love them.
Shop Talk is your exclusive look behind the scenes of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Okay, sir, these are dark blue, these are light blue, and these are kind of medium blue.
Get informed of the latest styles, newest merchandise, and hottest sports memorabilia items. Shop Talk gives you all the tips to get you geared up for the season.
And they showed Josh McDaniels on the sidelines.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time on it.
Now, here to talk shop is Christina Acra and the staff of the Patriots Pro Shop.
So I think I just realized for the first time how confusing or crazy that intro is for this A-Team scene in here. We'll have to explain because we do have a special guest today. It is Al Menino joining us from Reebok. I'm Christina Acra. We've got Mike, Jim, and Jeff in the studio. And we're going to start with Al, because I think he's going to give us some insight onto what he does with Reebok and the Patriots and the NFL.
Who are you?
Who am I?
Good question. My role with the Patriots is to, I work for Reebok. I'm the liaison between what these guys do in the shop and what the famous Ken Flanders does buying outside the shop. And we work on merchandise, headwear, apparel, women's, youth product, and we basically take the product that the product merchandisers give us, and we take it from that inception, and we sometimes we tweak the product, right, Jeff? Put our own special spins on it and come up with some different designs, and we bring that product to the customer.
Wow.
Not as simple as that, but not as complicated.
Everything's 2 to 3 weeks, right?
Everything.
Oh, this is where it comes from, 2 to 3 weeks. Okay.
This is the source.
This is the source. All right. So clearly you work with these guys a lot, Jeff in particular.
Jeff, Mike, I've worked with Jim over the past year or so. So what Jim does in terms of internet and getting that whole online e-commerce business going is an important part because we bring the images to fruition with Jim. Not all of them, not as many as he'd like, but what we do in the store, we try and do online, and that business for the Patriots is a huge business. So, yeah, I've worked with all these guys over the past few years.
Don't be jealous that I've been chatting online with babes all day.
That's what Jim really does, right?
Exactly.
Trying to get me to walk out of here in the first 5 minutes.
No one's walking anywhere.
Be a new record.
There's a big rivalry going on with online versus the store, so we like to, you know, go back and forth with that as much as possible. But so what is obviously the Reebok has, we've talked about it, just all the new lines, the new gear that's been coming out over the past few seasons and just how it's expanded to some really great stuff.
Yeah, the Patriots are lucky because the heritage of the Patriots in the AFL and being in an established team over the last 50 years, they actually have some of the greatest logo offerings that you can do, and it works well with both apparel and headwear. So they're fortunate from that standpoint because a lot of teams around the NFL have maybe had a secondary mark or a second logo change over the years, and they're not as well loved as Pat the Patriot's been over all this time.
Denver.
Yes. Yeah, that was
a Denver stripe.
You've seen the socks.
The brown?
Yeah.
I don't think that went over well anywhere.
Or
yeah.
Teams that
pretty
throwback
bad.
Has no logo, like the Jets have.
Mm. Yeah.
Those uniforms, no logo.
Yeah, they have the old little airplane Jets. That's the logo they use.
Right.
They use the Titans the last couple of years. That's been the predominant logo series they've used. So we're lucky here. We have two great marks, and the fans have endorsed both, and it gives us a lot more options when we're looking at product and what we can do with it, so.
Definitely lucky. Got some good-looking throwback stuff this season, and it's obviously all kind of authentic to just the season alone because it's a throwback year. So we talk
Christina
about that a lot.
Never shops in the store, Al, and supports your product?
Okay, that's not true. You can't say never because I've been...
I saw her pass you a check just 2 weeks ago.
That wasn't for merch.
Yes.
That's
a lie because I have been in the store multiple times. Been in the Hall of Fame multiple times, so I have to go through the store.
Christina bought me a sweatshirt from the Pro Shop.
I brought Jason a gift.
She knows where the internet warehouse is.
The internet warehouse.
She knows where it is and not to go in there.
I just said she knows where it is.
Yeah, you're right.
I know where everything is. We're past this. I'm clearly a Pro Shop fan.
Actually, we've all said.
And an online fan.
We've all said this year, I think the apparel has been, this is my fifth season here, and I'd say this year, by far, the apparel was better than it's ever been.
Yeah, well,
as far as selection, just everyone thinking everything that came in was great, you know, and having more of it than ever before.
Well, that's important, too, because, you know, last year we had, with the Brady injury, then the economy sliding. I mean, we had a lot of challenges from a product standpoint, and I think the line last year was good, but you get an opportunity to move through some of that merchandise from last year. You throw AFL on top of it.
Right.
The Drift collection, which is going to hit the sidelines that second season, which has been out in the NFL, you know, amongst a lot of teams already.
Winning.
Yeah. We've got a lot
that
of
helps.
Stuff working.
That helps.
Yeah. So you mentioned the Drift collection. What is that what you said, Drift?
Yeah. As my boss likes to refer to it, the paint splatter collection. But it.
No, we brought in, I think.
We brought in the second season.
Oh, okay.
Like faded, like paintbrush. I mean.
Yeah. I think splatter. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Literally sort of looks like a splatter. I mean, it's when you get to the sideline and you're trying to launch like a first season collection and a second season collection, it's as impactful as we can be from an optical standpoint. You know, you're on TV, you're watching it, what's on that hat. You know, we've come up with a lot of kooky, eye-catching things that, you know, require mixing different fabrics, different cut and sew. So this year is not unlike any other year where we've tried to do maybe
something different.
Yeah,
just stand
secondary
out.
Colors.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, and back at our office, we all fight like brothers because everybody has an opinion on the collection. So this type of bantering that goes on here goes on at our place,
too.
Oh,
I'm sure.
And, you know, everybody has their two cents on what works, what doesn't work.
How many people are we talking about who actually sit down and design these things that come out?
Between the three buildings that we use, that Reebok uses, which is actually our new title since Adidas acquired us, is the sports license division of the Adidas group. We probably, every day, we have about 1,600 employees focused against servicing the Patriots and the other teams across the NFL, NBA, NHL. We have a small baseball license, WNBA. We had some role in soccer for a while, and that may bounce back to us like a boomerang.
Hopefully.
Who knows? Yeah. So, but from a design standpoint, out of that population of 1,600, there's probably 250 people that are focused in some way, shape, or form. You've got designers, you've got sourcing people, you have graphic design people. It's a lot of people that make it go. So it's a big process.
Sounds like it.
And the salespeople and the graphic people aren't always on the same page. So those make for interesting meetings,
too. I'm sure, yes. All those creative minds in one room, I'm sure that can get crazy. We get crazy in here because we're all so creative, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're getting crazy right now. I can just see it happening. More importantly, working with these guys, I mean, how has that been over the years? Come on, let's hear the scoop.
Well, I've clicked on and listened to some of the previous shows. So
oh, good.
What happens here... It's the same stuff, you know. It's good to work with a group of guys and a bunch of schmucks like these guys and me.
Al's been to Pizza Wednesdays.
Pizza, you have?
Oh, yeah, often.
And I haven't been invited. Look
Absolutely.
At that. Great.
He's picked up at times, too.
That's why Christina doesn't go to the Pro Shop.
Yeah, because you guys don't give me pizza. So there. Oh. I did have pizza today, though, because I knew we'd be talking about it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Where?
Pizzeria Grande.
Nice.
One of my favorites.
Great choice.
Good choice.
Yes. It's up, is that Washington?
Washington Street.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. We haven't been to Clyde's in a while.
Mm. Well, we'll talk off the air why.
Okay. Oh, gotcha.
Well, that's boring. Anyway, did you guys have Pizza Wednesday today?
Yes.
And what'd you have?
We went with Omega, but we were a little pinched for time, and they are, you want it in 15 minutes, they got you.
Nice. So
they take good care of us. And as soon as our phone call comes in, they know who it's us. They know the voice. I'm not kidding. Probably any of us could call, and they'll be like, yeah, one large sausage, one meatball. Yeah. So
that'll be for the Pro Shop. It'll be ready in 15 minutes.
Yeah, I think they have their own oven for us.
Hi, you've reached the desk of Ken Flanders.
Including Flanders.
Poor Ken.
Another no-show.
Yeah, he's no-showed again, Jason. Pizza.
Oh, no pizza for him?
Yeah.
Hey, it's crunch time, man.
No, crunch
bye weeks
this.
Come and gone and crunch this.
There's no crunch.
You know
we're all in crunch time.
You know who I am?
So what is coming? What you mentioned? What's that word again? You said the second. When you say first and second season, you're talking about first half, second half.
Yes.
Okay. And so in the second half, is that stuff? Is that out?
The product's out now. We have some of the products coming in here. We have some of the stuff that's already landed. Our focus really continues to be chasing the AFL stuff because it's so hot.
Mm-hmm.
All the logos, all the apparel, tees, hats that go around that. That's really been the big business driver for this season. The Drift collection, you can find that in the pro shop and online because we're authentic.
If you look in the news section right now, if you look into hats, if you click on hats on the navigation, the knit hat, second season and the second season flex fit cap are both on the first page of hats.
Okay.
In case people are looking and they want to look right now.
And what's that address again, Jim?
PatriotsProShop.com.
Thank you.
How'd the promo go?
Do we have free shipping this week?
It went good. Free shipping this week? Yes. I just forgot the code.
Wow. Well, that's going to do a lot of good.
It's a code.
All right, code should have been
shop Jim, done. Thanks over there in the corner. We have a couple of emails specifically for Al. The guys have explained that most items, excuse me, this is John
in Framingham?
No, not that one, the other one.
Read the subject line up top.
Subject line. John
in Framingham.
Oh, wait.
It's Christina's first day.
Here.
I apologize. Here. The other one's Jim, excuse me. Okay, this is from John from Framingham. it's been a long day. The guys have explained that most items on the sideline are custom fit for the players, but my question is, how come the heavy-duty jackets and the poncho we see the players wearing on the sidelines aren't generalized and made for fans? Those items seem to keep the players warm and dry, would probably work as well for us who sit in the stands. Also, since the Patriots are so close to the headquarters of Reebok, do they get special treatment?
Two good questions. The first question that John asked comes up all the time, and Jeff, you sat through the line reviews before. So, John, this is the first year that in 2010 we're actually going to produce a Gore-Tex rainwear jacket that the players wear. So the players wear Gore-Tex every year, and we do our best from a cost standpoint to replicate that jacket, but, you know, based on the actual cost, Gore-Tex is expensive. To bring it in, it just, Jeff, Mike, it's not...
They're lazy.
Yeah, we're lazy. At $300, is it realistically, are you going to retail that piece? So that's our challenge. But we are going to offer one next year that the fabulous Ken Flanders can buy from us.
Nice.
So there has been some demand for it. And then the jacket, the heavyweight jackets that John is asking about, we do a takedown on that. So, John, they are actually a lot closer than you would think in terms of fabrication and weight. But heavyweight jackets in New England have really been it's been a crapshoot the last few years because it's been 65 degrees in December, and then
people tend to layer these days.
Yeah,
layering.
And there's not many teams that would actually want an item like that, right? As far as an across the board something that you'd retail, I can't imagine that many teams in the league. You know, it's hit or miss here in New England, but a lot of places it just never gets that cold.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A few years ago, we had the 0 degrees collection, which was everything on the sidelines for second season was in white. Our commercial was Miami players traveling to Buffalo, late December, snow flying.
Yep.
And, you know, all the Miami guys get off in those snorkel jackets and big bubble jackets. The product was fabulous, but you're right. We have fabric minimums with our factories that we try and make, and the challenge is, do you buy them for all teams? Which teams are going to do them? And since the pro shop is authentic and try to represent what's new every year, if you're left over with stuff, you know, it sort of takes away from what you can buy the following year in terms of product. So just the cold weather doesn't come as often as it used to.
Well, as long as it's snowing in October these days, right. I mean, we got more of a chance,
absolutely.
Right? Get them here.
Exactly.
Bring it on.
So John can get Gore-Tex next year. And the heavyweight jacket is a lot closer than...
You just got to make sure Ken brings it in.
Right.
That's the...
Yeah. Flanders is the only useless person here.
Yeah. So we're Reebok headquarters. Please enlighten me on where that is. I think I know. Where? Oh, okay.
Right near Blue Hill.
That's right here.
Do you deal with... Have we had Pete Taylor on the show at all?
No.
Okay. Not yet.
Yeah, that's...
Right. So Pete can give you directions. Yeah, that's true.
That's going to need the 7-second button.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pete will show you how to circle exit 2 off of 128 for hours, but we're probably 15 minutes from here.
Okay.
And the Patriots get the same treatment that everybody else does, but we certainly enjoy a great relationship having them so close. I think it's allowed
so
us to expand the business, right, Jeff?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, really has. Listen.
For all you who can't see, they're actually holding hands and glaring at each other.
I was going to step out of the room.
I love you, man.
Getting a little uncomfortable. I do have the free shipping code, and I changed it to Drift, since that's what we call that second season line.
Right.
So anyone who wants to order online can use the promotion code Drift, D-R-I-F-T.
That's a lot easier than the last one you had. What was that last one?
Susie Sells.
Shock, talk, ship.
Oh, that was hot.
But there was good response, people listening and using the promo code.
Yeah, we had a bunch of people to use it, so it's great.
Good. All right, we got another email. This one is from, this is where my confusion was earlier. This is Jim from Fall River asking, does Reebok get input from players and coaches on how to design the product line for the next season? Did you make them do a little survey or something, maybe?
We show players and coaches for next season. We've actually already been outside and have shown the 2010 sideline to most of the team's coaches. We get great feedback from players, and some of that feedback actually impacts what a Ken Flanders may buy or a buyer for another team. So you'd be surprised at how excited the players do get about it.
And really? Yeah, yes. That surprises me, actually, to even hear that.
Absolutely. Like they see the new stuff. It's some opportunity for them to give some feedback on it. It does help make some buying decisions, and the players do get excited about it. I mean, I'm sure they're not out on a Saturday afternoon wearing their Patriots hoodie down to pick up their pizza at Omega, right, Mike?
That's right.
But on the sideline, and they're going to be decked out in the garb.
Yeah, as long as the season's going on, I would imagine they live in the logos.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
And the from a coaching perspective, as we know, our coach here made that hood a statement piece for the entire league, though most of the business for that hood is done in New England, and the New England fans have really gravitated around that piece, and we sell a ton of it.
That's so funny.
That was the one Christina bought me.
I did. I cut the sleeves off perfectly and everything.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah.
Maybe
and
we can get
got
you
him
that
the pom-pom hat to go with it.
The long-sleeve polos next, bud.
Uh-oh. We got a request in.
See, finally, somebody who can make that happen. Because we know it's not Flanders.
No.
Your long-sleeve polo request, Jason, is coming to fruition. So you guys have thought about long-sleeve polos or not? This guy here.
We've thought about them, and we've pitched them in the barrel. But we do.
They're a terrible idea. That's why you haven't done it, right?
Well,
it's funny. I can find them on eBay and all these other places, just not down the hall.
Yeah. Long sleeve polo.
Not a lot of call for it, but somebody as prominent as our man here, we should outfit him in
yes,
a long sleeve
and he is
polo.
A fashion guru. Look at Jason Dvorkin.
Yeah, look at me. I look like my mother dressed me.
Well, okay.
She probably did.
You know, I was going along with that. Exactly. Everybody would believe what I was saying. But you just went and shot it down. Anyway, so a couple of good emails. That's great.
Yeah.
Great information. Anybody else out there wants to email us, it's at webradio@patriots.com. If you want to talk to us, we're a lot of fun to talk to. 508-543-7482. So that's interesting to hear that the players have an input, but it makes sense. They have a say in the second year stuff that's coming out that's more a little bit more hip and, I mean, that whole line?
Again, they see it. When they see it, they react to it. The second season is probably where we push the product envelope a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, we're going to do some stuff that's there's a couple of really great pieces coming out built around some like camouflage type stuff. We're going to tell a gray story. Last year, we had... 2 years ago, we had the charcoal with the Storm collection.
Yeah, Storm collection.
Then we did the black-white 3 years ago. So we're always trying. I think second season is where we can. The NFL doesn't allow for a whole lot of tweaking of the colors in each team's logo system.
Right.
So second season, we get to play around with that a little bit. That's the one concept we get to layer in colors and different logo systems. And I think it's been successful for the most part. Winning and losing clearly helps, but if you're a fan of your team and your team stinks and this collection comes out, usually you can find something there that's compelling and you want to purchase.
Yeah, that you're not saying, wow, look at me, I'm wearing a logo of an 0-6 team, but it's
a cool
good
piece.
Looking and it's a cool piece. And that's the same thing with the vintage line. Like that stuff can be worn, like it looks like you bought it at an old time, like secondhand consignment shop, and it's little got that dirty vintage look, which is great. And people wear that kind of stuff, whether it's a sports logo or whatever. So I think that's cool that that also is part of the Pro Shop. I don't know if Reebok has anything to do with that, but you guys do the vintage stuff too?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that is Absolutely. Reebok. Okay.
Yep.
We've done some SMUs over the years. I think if you look at our fan base.
Hold on. SMU is special makeup.
Oh, good point, Mike. You're right. I have to explain this.
Special makeup. Got it.
Al's responsible for all those special makeup, those one-of-a-kind exclusive pieces we get in the store. It's because he made it happen.
Another one.
He's a twinkle
in the eye over there. Looking.
Well, if you think about it, right, Hots. Jim, this is why, and Mike, this is why we want people, if you want product that you can't find at other retailers, it's the reason to come to the Pro Shop, because these guys spend a lot of time trying to build categories where we can make a point of difference. And the store today really competes with other retailers in the marketplace just like any other store, where we have competition from like sporting goods retailers that will carry the same things. But the Pro Shop has got a point of difference with the exclusive logos that we put inside hats with taping, and we put it on the outside of garments.
Stadium exclusive pieces.
Yes.
Okay, on that note, this is coming in from Mike in Erie. He's asking, this is Mike. We talk to Mike on a weekly basis. Does the Patriot Pro Shop offer everything that Reebok makes for the Patriots, or are there other things you have to look elsewhere for something specific that Reebok makes for the Pats?
So, another good question. So the answer to that is the Patriots Pro Shop does not carry everything that Reebok offers for Patriots. Because we make decisions here based on our business over the last few years. You know, we may choose to maybe not go out on the ledge so far, maybe be a little more conservative on some things. I sell it into the fabulous Ken Flanders, so.
We've talked about the jerseys, the cheaper versions being at some of the cheaper stores.
Right.
Where we carry some of the higher end versions of that. We won't carry the cheaper versions.
And I think we said it last week, category-wise. You know, there's not Dick's, Modell's, wherever else you're going to go. You're not going to find however many hats we have in the store or online.
Right.
They're not going to have that selection.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at it per category, we're going to carry a lot more than anyone else. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to carry every hat that Reebok makes, or every hooded sweatshirt, but.
That store may have 20, we may have 100, but they may have 5 that we don't carry. That does happen.
Yeah.
But I'll go where there's 100.
I'll go where there's 100 too. That's a good selection. Mm-hmm.
Well, and if you think of the headwear category here, 5 years ago we probably carried, 20 hats? Now, this season we're up over 90 different types of caps. Headwear categories really, ballooned in sales for us. So if I'm shopping for Patriots gear, if I'm in person, I'm here. If I'm online, I'll go through the website. But clearly you could find just about something for everybody unless it's a long sleeve polo.
Precisely.
Jason found one thing. We have another email here that we can get to real quick before we take a quick break. Mick in Ireland is asking, how can Pats fans overseas get a better selection of authentic gear?
Come to the US.
Can go.
He can just shop online.
Ship to Ireland.
We ship to Ireland.
And if you're listening right now, you can type in a promo code.
You get $5 off your shipping for international.
$5 is good?
Yeah.
I'll take it. But obviously with the Patriots playing in London, it's just been more of a something fans out there are looking to get gear.
Sure.
And obviously the best thing is online. But are there any places, or will there be places soon, maybe more so as the international aspect of the game grows?
I know that's the intention. I know a few years ago when the Patriots were ready to go to China for the China Bowl, there were going to be some synergies with the Patriots and a retailer over there, correct? Were they looking to possibly have a... Nobody wants to touch that.
There was definitely product. We had T-shirts and hats and all kinds of stuff just made for that game. I'm sure they would have been on sale there.
But the Patriots, from the Kraft family, they're always at the forefront of opportunities to push the NFL's international agenda. They're a big supporter of that. So I could envision a time where product is sold in other countries and maybe more games are played there. But right now, his best bet is to continue to purchase here in the States and have it shipped over.
Yeah, or come visit. Take a trip on over. We'll have a great greeting crew. All the guys will be in there, open arms.
We have a...
Speaking
of which, I got to give a plug. We had a customer that's been coming in the past few years. His name is Jonas Reinholdsen. He's the co-owner and founder of a large chain of bar and restaurants called O'Leary's, based out of Sweden. And they have now, I think they're just about to open their 50th sports bar, and the theme, and then they're all over in mostly in, I had it written down somewhere here, but mostly in Sweden, Denmark, Norway, Singapore, and one in Spain. But they're all Boston sports theme based. So he's got all the sports themes. So he was just in the store yesterday. Fantastic guy. And he, I don't know exactly how much he bought, but he bought thousands of dollars worth of product to bring back to deck out these bars. And if you go online,
$1 million.
Pretty close. If you go online, it's www.oleary.se. I'm not sure what that means, Jim. Do you have any idea?
It's a domain.
Okay. Well, I'll figure that out.
Jim, you're so technical.
He bought a lot of Revolution stuff, too, right?
Yeah, all five sports.
And
yeah, if you go online and you go under their little titles up there, under press, under portfolio, you'll see pictures of the actual bars, and it's all Boston sports. It's unbelievable.
So what's the connection between him and Boston
sports? I believe he had I think it was his ex-wife or somebody, some acquaintance that he had over here. That's how she was originally from here. He came over and met her, that type of thing. I think they met in Nantucket, if I'm correct. And
because it was a girl from Nantucket.
There was.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard that. I knew I heard the story somewhere.
So she took half, and he got the Boston half, and that was what went into the bars.
Yeah, so it started off as one, and then they, you know, it blew up over there. So it's huge. It's very, it looks like a very Americanized sports bar over there. So if you're ever over there, we have plenty of listeners over there. You got to check out O'Leary's.
That's cool. That's cool that there's and half the people probably walk in and they're like, oh, this is an interesting sports bar.
Yeah,
or the Patriots.
Oh, yeah.
But,
maybe the Patriots.
Patriot. Following. What?
The Patriots.
The Patriots.
Should we do a remote from there?
We got to do a remote.
Great idea.
Jonas, we're coming.
Jonas, we're coming. Let's go.
Give it our
fly us over. We'll bring plenty of gear with us. All right.
Housekeeping standard.
We are
approval.
Huge in Belgium, so.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big waffle guy, Scully.
Yeah.
Big waffle guy. All right. On that note, we got a couple more emails. We will get to them. First, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
So, Pat, what time does our flight get in?
It says here American Airlines flight 505 gets in at 7:05.
Perfect. Game starts at 7:30. I suppose you know our gate number, too?
Yep. It says so right here on my phone, Brian.
Yeah, you think you know everything because you have one of those smartphones.
What's wrong? You're jealous because I can check AA.com, get flight info, gates and times, pretty much anything flight related?
I like to keep it simple. You know, that's how I roll. I'm old school. So I travel with one of these.
Brian, that's a cordless phone.
Right. No cord.
From your home.
That's right.
How's that working out for you?
To be honest, the range is somewhat limited. But only when I travel.
Find all the flight info you need for the big game or the big meeting at aa.com/mobile. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Man, it's football season. Usually the house is decked out by now. You know, the football lamps and the big wall posters.
Dude, it is decked out. But this year, I'm working on a higher level.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
Well, you're just not on that level. I've got Razor Sharp Fios TV from Verizon, so I don't just watch the game, I feel like I'm in it. The whole place has ultra-quick Fios internet, so my computer becomes my own personal press box.
Right, so no little football helmet soaps in the bathroom this year?
Sadly, no. But with ESPN MVP, I get stats, scores, and highlights sent straight to my wireless phone.
With Verizon's Fios TV and internet, plus wireless apps like ESPN MVP, you have everything you need to take your football experience to the next level. Verizon, official telecommunications provider of the New England Patriots. Select VCast phone and VPAC subscription required. Fios available in select areas.
You are so far beyond football-shaped serving trays.
The Patriots are celebrating their 50th anniversary, and you can too at the Patriots Pro Shop. The Patriots Pro Shop is the place to find all the official 50th season merchandise. Everything from the 1963 jerseys the players are wearing this season to polos, sweatshirts, and hats featuring the original Pat Patriot logo. The Patriots Pro Shop has the widest selection of Patriots merchandise, including many 50th season items that you won't find anywhere else. Located next to Gillette Stadium at Patriot Place, the The Patriots Pro Shop is open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. or 24 hours a day at PatriotsProShop.com. And if you order from PatriotsProShop.com, we'll ship your order for just $5. You'll know it's authentic when you order from PatriotsProShop.com because your item is being shipped from Gillette Stadium. Celebrate 50 years of Patriots football at the Patriots Pro Shop. If you were any closer, you'd be in the locker room.
Jason, how'd you know that was one of my favorite songs? Did someone tell you that?
Nope.
Oh, well.
Is it?
Yeah. Tom Petty sang about a girl in Gainesville, I believe.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
You knew there was a hook there somewhere.
Some Gainesville roots there. Anyway, it's not me, though, because the girl, like, jumped off a building or whatever. Anyway, Shannon has an email about shipping. Jim, I'm going to look at you because you've got all the answers. I need to send back a hoodie for the next size up, and usually a $5 check or money order is necessary. Can we use the Drift promo code for this? Also, I no longer have the shipping receipt. What should I include when I mail the hoodie back?
That's a good question.
You stump have a the good scholar. Answer? You can think
stump
about it
the
if
shipper.
You want.
Yeah, we can let her do that. Just tell her to send it to my attention.
Send it to Jim's attention. Yeah.
That'll be two to three weeks.
We'll take care of her.
2 to 3 weeks?
We'll
yeah.
take care of her.
Yeah.
There's not an automated way to do it as all. That's why I don't have an answer. It's not like an automated way I can say that'll take
right.
care of
right.
You've
got to go in and manually yeah. fix it
if you
for
forward
her.
Me that email, okay. Christina, we'll take care of it.
Okay. Remind me to do that at the end of the show. Right. Got another one here about, let's see. It's from Mike. I'm not sure where Mike's from. But he's asking, how come you guys don't sell the sweatpants that go with the Belichick hoodie and make it a whole sweatsuit? That's a good question.
That's a good question.
I think I'd buy the whole set.
We did offer those.
You got to push the button.
Oh, good point.
Hang on, technical difficulties.
That's pretty good observation.
We did offer those sweatpants a few years ago, and quite honestly, they just didn't retail as well as some of the other sweatpants we offer.
Huh. Do they have, like, the elastic around the ankle, which is totally not cool?
Yeah. Yeah, they had that.
Way to bash the product.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, is that it?
Thanks. Don't reorder that
we
one.
Tend to cut them like the sleeves.
Yeah. I think Christina just implied that all the players look like dorks when they wear their pants.
I just, I'm just going to say, from
no
my perspective,
polos. You guys are screwed.
I like sweatpants without the elastic around.
She's an open bottom girl.
Yes.
Right.
Whatever that is, yes,
could
I am.
Could you make the sweatpants that the players wear more like capri pants, and then they'd be good for Christina, right?
Well, the soccer players wear capri pants.
All right.
But I don't think the football players are wearing those anytime soon.
Speaking of soccer, can we just plug the Revs real quick that they're playing this
oh,
weekend?
Yeah,
they're in the playoffs.
Good plug, right. Yes. Revs are in the playoffs.
Which we do
be.
Carry online and in the store, plenty of Revs gear.
Get your yep. Revs gear.
Jim, where can
the
they get
game.
That online?
That would be PatriotsProShop.com.
Attention, you are all losers.
Well, they play this weekend, and it's a big game, and it's the playoffs, and they won Saturday,
Jim the
Sunday.
Third.
They won Sunday. So if they win this weekend, they go to the Eastern Conference Finals. Big.
Yeah, and we wish them the best of luck. They've done well up into this point. A crazy season for them. A lot of injuries.
Yep.
A lot of men down, but they've pulled it together and gotten to the playoffs.
No, they
so.
Deserve a lot of credit.
They do. They definitely do. Good team, and we wish them the best of luck. We'll hopefully be talking about them next week once they play this week in advance.
Hopefully.
So, all right, we got another one from Marvin who's asking, whatever happened to the long shelf mock with the flying Elvis logo? That's probably
sleeve.
Supposed to be sleeve. Yeah. I realized that after I read it a couple times. I have seen...
We sell
laughing.
Shelves now.
I,
long shelves.
Yeah,
short shelves.
I've seen them in the past, but why have I not seen
we
them
have,
lately?
We have them. Under men's apparel, polos, I think, is where we have them.
Okay.
There's at least two or three different mock turtlenecks.
The shelf mock, though, not the sleeve mock, is what we're
shelf?
Looking for.
I don't know what that means.
Just kidding.
The very first item under polos is the Patriot logo classic mock. It's a navy mock turtleneck with the Patriot logo on the... chest and the script logo on the neck.
I think he may be asking for that mock we had a few years ago, long sleeve with the
logo
on,
on
the,
neck. Yeah.
And the business has sort of evolved in a fashion sense. We've kind of shelved that mock. The finished mocks that we provide every year, I think you guys are carrying probably three of them right now. They're just better quality.
Okay.
More logos on them.
Some color
appliqué,
blocking.
Some color blocking.
Yeah, that doesn't have the patch on the neck. It has it stitched in, I believe, on the neck. That's
correct.
The classic mock, but it has the regular Elvis on the...
Okay, so yeah. He could find something of...
Then there's the control mock, ground control mock in throwback and regular. So there's at least three on the site right now.
All right.
Four, I see. Actually.
Is the Major Tom mock on there?
I don't believe we carry the major Tom.
And Marvin's in North Carolina, so he's probably going to be online looking for that as opposed to coming in. So check that out, Marvin. Hopefully you can find what you're looking for.
Did we just convert a Panthers fan?
Yes. Very easy. Right.
Thank you, Marvin.
Maybe.
We should
I
go
don't
see
know.
How many mocks they have on their site.
Hmm.
Jackpot.
Jackpot. So the old mock that he was looking for, you said kind of went out because the fashion has gotten kind of changed and it's more on the category of those sweatpants with the elastic around the ankle.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Stepping it up. You got to buy the latest mock. So go for that, Marvin. We got another one from Mike. Mike's asking, who else is listening?
Mike from Erie?
Mike from Erie is back. Who else is listening?
Tell him to look over his shoulder.
Have nothing better to do while at work and listening. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate you giving all your extra spare time at work to us here on the radio. But if you are listening, email back so we can answer Mike who else is listening because we have tons of listeners. Okay, tons. Anyway.
Jim says we're huge in Belgium.
Huge.
We are huge.
We are huge.
Mike told us.
And I am a Tom Petty fan, Sweden. He's asking as well. So. Tom Petty fans are called pedophiles? Pedophiles? That's according to Mike. It's not according to me. I've never heard that before. But I'm just going to go ahead and say I'm a Tom Petty fan. We'll leave it at that. Nothing else.
He's a jackass.
Oh. Fighting words.
Yowza.
So, we do have a question of the day for everyone because we are going to give away a wonderful prize, which is, I'll let you take this one, Jeff.
We're going to give away the
pizza.
No, not a slice of pizza.
Ugh. Is there pizza in there?
There's one slice left, yeah.
It's only a couple hours old.
That's disgusting.
Have it, Al. Go ahead. You look hungry.
No, I'm not, actually.
We're going to give away the player knit hat, which has the drift pattern to it. It's this year's
Sweet.
Knit hat.
Great. Sweet is right. Sounds like a good gift to me. Holidays, obviously, coming up.
Cool
right
weather
around the
coming.
Corner. Cool weather. Possible snow. Jim's scaring me with thoughts of snow this week, but
we need to get Bob Doppler in.
Nasty rumor.
Nasty rumor. That is a nasty
snow.
Rumor.
In fact, game day looks really nice too.
Really nice
for a change.
60 and mostly
really nice.
Sunny. Really nice.
Really nice. Sunny.
Yeah.
Really nice. Okay, that sounds good to me. I'll take it. Yeah. So we're gonna give away. I think it's a great prize. If you guys want to call in with the answer to the question, we're going with.
Well, didn't he just? was the question?
The question was if you're out of salt in your house and you only have Epsom salt for your bathtub, can you put Epsom salt on food? Wasn't that the
we talked about that earlier.
Okay.
That was in the pizza you guys ate earlier, right?
Yes.
And there's the crickets.
Good. Nice.
Well, Jeff,
so we're looking
I believe
crickets.
Jeff,
what is the style of the second season?
Yes,
player?
But I was just
the
feeling that.
The acronym.
We created
it was
enough delay
said.
There.
Yeah. That was it.
Oh, okay.
It's also our free shipping code.
I'm just saying, man.
Listen.
I'm not saying. I'm just
no
saying.
No one's paying that much attention, first of all, because I don't even remember it just being said.
It.
Oh, just because you know it? Okay.
Go ahead and say the question.
All right. So the second season. Yeah, you say the question because I'm confused.
What is the name of the second season
collection?
Second season collection.
Like the design.
The design.
Style.
Yeah. The style, design, name of the collection.
All right.
Also the name of our free shipping code.
That's the hint.
All right, I think someone's going to get that. 508-543-7482. Call in. The first call in gets the wonderful hat because it is getting cold. It's the holidays are coming up. It's a good present. Speaking of holidays, any good Halloween stories? Anything? Anybody dress up?
I got nothing.
I do.
I dressed up as Randy Moss.
Did you?
I did.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I have a Randy Moss mask that we sold a couple
straight
years ago.
Straight cash, homie.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Wore my
straight
shirt.
Straight cash, homie.
With the mask on, I would have sworn it was him.
He turned some heads.
Yeah.
In the old neighborhood.
You're just a little shorter.
You just started running down the
did
street.
Did you have the authentic Moss
shorter.
Hat?
No hat. It has a big hair thing on it.
Oh, the fro. Is
oh, yeah.
Okay.
Very.
Did you wear the red gloves?
No, I didn't wear gloves. Just a shirt, sweatpants, and the mask. Just to take my kids out trick or treat.
Did you do this a lot?
I did.
Yeah, you did this. Moving through it, coming
right.
through. The whole, you
keep
explain?
Them separate.
Separation. Separation.
That hand motion you see when Moss
scores a touchdown.
Scores a touchdown.
Before we go into this, can we just talk for 1 second about Pizza Wednesday? Because I wanted to see Christina's reaction to the conversation we had.
Yeah.
She mentioned Pizza Wednesday a second ago.
I did.
So we had a conversation today about game shows.
Oh, okay.
Like if you go be on a classic game show.
Which game show would you be on?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm trying to think of classic game shows. I always love Family Feud. I was a big
really?
Fan of that one.
Yeah, that's a good call. That's not
I think
good.
I'd be on
Let's
that.
Meet the
Why
actress.
Is that
good? I don't know. You want Richard Dawson, like, you know, kissing on you? And...
I don't know. I remember when the old short guy, not the old, but the shorter guy was on it.
Oh,
who was that?
Ray Cone.
Yeah. I don't know where he went.
Yeah, but. We had a generation gap in this conversation, too. Yeah. I said to Andrew.
We said that. We're going to bring it up to Christina. She's going to be like.
I said I go on the match game. He goes, what's the match game?
Yeah, I don't know the match game either. Yeah. The other one I did watch was the Pyramid one.
There you go.
That's a great show. Yeah.
That's what I said. And guess who got mad at me?
Why are you mad?
He said it wasn't good.
I just didn't like it.
I thought that was the best. Oh, that's the match game.
That's the match game.
So, someone say the match game?
You know the match game.
I do?
That's where your infamous soundbite came from. When we did that bit.
Oh, so I've played the match game. Okay. Oh, now I know what it is. I've never seen a TV show with it, though.
Pyramid's not that bad. Price is Right was one of the popular
picks,
obviously.
Oh, of course.
Obviously.
You know what's back on? I was watching recently.
Say it.
Let's Make a Deal.
Oh, that, yeah, that came up, too. With
Wayne Brady.
Yeah.
I don't know. It looks like it's from whatever time period it was shot in.
Yeah, they just kept the set.
Yeah, they just like...
It's the best.
Everybody still looks like
You've
they're
won this
freaking...
car, but would you like to trade it for what's in this box?
A big... What
That's
do they call
great.
It? What's the word they use?
The big deal of the day?
No, it's the... When you like... When you get a
it sounds like $25,000
garbage. Pyramid. When you lose, basically. It's called...
Losing.
Oh. Look it up. When you lose, they just say a zonk. Is it a zonk?
Maybe. A zonk.
Oh, so they flashed the old words?
I could be wrong.
Zonk.
It was like...
That's straight out of the old Batman series,
It was so
series,
cheesy.
Right?
So cheesy. This girl was dressed up like a carrot.
Wow.
Like a carrot.
Batman
it's an interesting costume, but...
How was your costume days? You went to Florida, Georgia, correct?
Yeah, and you know, I was a kind of a sellout, I have to admit. I had the jersey, the Tebow jersey. You could actually buy the eye stickers that have John 3:16, the Bible verse that he started out with, I guess was the first one he put on his eye black. You could buy those stickers, like, just... The Bible verse stickers at the Gator shop.
We sell ones like that with Patriot logos on.
Oh, you do? You?
Sure.
Okay. We're the Bible verses now.
Yeah. Patriot logos.
Patriot logos. All right. Anyway. So my sister and a couple other girls all had jerseys, the eye black, ready to go, Tebow style. And it was so damn hot, I couldn't wear the jersey. I was dying.
Took your shirt off.
No, I wore a tank top, Mike. Thank you very much. I just couldn't wear that. I couldn't. I
Al,
had
Al is on the floor.
That was so inappropriate.
Well, I'm just imagining Mike from Aerie's next email.
Oh, jeez.
He's typing away.
Anyway, I didn't wear the jersey, and I was a sellout, and I didn't wear the stickies because I was too hot.
So it was no costume.
It was a blast. It was so much fun, but it was 88 degrees, sun, wow. You know, outside tailgating. Awesome weather for a tailgate if you're prepared for it, and my whole getup was not, I was like, you know, I think I've gotten a little weak with the heat. It's
yeah,
not good.
You got New England
yeah.
dust.
I got to go back down there a little bit more and toughen up again.
Are you from New England?
Sit in the studio. I'm
She's
sweating right now.
Oh, so
I'm from Florida originally.
From Florida,
yeah.
Went to school in Florida, and then you're up here.
Yes, yes.
She's a mess with the weather.
A mess with the weather. I'm getting used to it. I'm getting used to it again. But
how long have you been here?
2.5 years. So, yeah, and I think my being able to handle the heat is gone. So it was a Halloween sellout. I got yelled at, but it was cute. The girls did it. The cute Tebow.
Nice.
15, eye black, rocking it.
Capri pants?
Yeah, capri pants, jean shorts.
See, I told you, if you had the sweatpants as capris, they'd sell.
About 9,000 girls dressed up as Tebow?
No, I didn't see many other Tebow girls. There were some costumes, though.
I'm not a Tebow fan.
Why would you say what? That? Like, why would you could just say that?
I'm just, I don't know.
Then why do you say it?
Yeah, why you gotta go there?
Just no, throwing stuff out there. Like,
I just don't find him like. I just like that, that. I just like that tough quarterback. I mean, he's a great quarterback.
He's a tough quarterback.
I don't.
You're just a fan of the community college that you went to, right?
Yes. Florida FCC. No, I'm kidding.
FIT.
Yeah. Is it? I don't know what the hell that is, but I don't know. I just don't. I'm not a. I like the Gators. I just don't like.
I think it's great.
Go ahead. Have fun. Get him a Tebow shirt.
I didn't say I wanted a shirt.
I'm going with Iowa's quarterback.
Oh,
you like that, Jeff?
I do.
Do you
like
know
that.
His name?
No.
You just throw that out there, though.
Mr. Iowa.
Wait, you don't even know his name, and you're going to sit there and say the Iowa.
I don't like Tebow because that Iowa guy's great.
Jeff's a big Iowa fan, so I just.
Oh, I see where you're going.
He is undefeated this year.
He's going with Jeff over me. That's fine.
Jeff, was at the Iowa game this week?
Ridiculous.
Were you at the Iowa game?
I was at the Iowa game. Good. It was not 88 degrees. It was like 40 degrees with a 40-mile-an-hour wind. But
another undefeated team.
Another undefeated
team,
yes.
That's going to be some big
We're on
big
a collision
talk.
Course.
It's going to be some big talk when this BCS stuff gets rolling, if it already
Jeff
hasn't
too
already.
Was, you took your shirt off, too, right?
Yes, I did.
Listen, funny enough with the shirt taking off.
He had the eye on it.
I was the eye.
You the eye?
The four of us did Iowa.
Yeah. That's good.
Idiot. Oh, Iowa. Okay.
Now, Jeff, any chance we can get that news clip for the birthday celebrations that they had in your hometown TV station?
Yeah, yeah.
Classic.
That one's for you, Mike. You don't even know the name of the song, do you?
It's Hail to the Tebows.
Speaking of radio shows, Jeff heard an interesting radio show.
Oh, we got the Gator
show.
Chop going on. I like it. It's two against one.
Jeff heard an interesting radio show while he was driving around in Iowa. I just think I just got blown up.
Yeah, what the heck?
I blew up the song.
What the hell happened?
He blew up the song.
Just, why not necessarily you. Everybody is a Gator hater, and it's not cool.
I like the Gators. I just don't like
Tebow. I think a lot of people like the Gators.
Yeah.
He's just trying to.
I tackled
make
my
me
wife
mad.
On that field. That was my big
me?
Gator moment.
What was that?
I tackled my wife on Florida's field in the end zone.
Speared her, right?
Speared her. Oh,
so you've been to the swamp?
Blindside.
Oh, yeah.
And what you? Just...
We were down there for a wedding, and we walked in, and we just happened to go to the stadium. We had a day to kill. All the gates were open, so we just kind of walked in. And we're like, "You got to be kidding me! It's just there's no security." We just walked in.
Yeah, it's usually open. People
walked
are
down
at
the field, and
decked her right there on the field.
And I just said, "It's my only time probably being in the swamp," and she was the only one there. I'm like, "I got to tackle her." She
That's
didn't
amazing.
See me coming.
That's good.
It's an upside.
It's a good
blitz.
Story.
Lucky awesome. Gal.
I like that. Cool. Didn't know you'd been. That's great. Great place.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah. It's a great place.
So it's really interesting. Thanks. Not.
You got to get some new. I don't. Yeah. I'm not a fan. Anyway, I'm being asked to repeat the question. The second season. What? Jason, explain.
That's not the answer that we're looking for.
What's not the answer?
Second season is not the answer.
Did someone say that?
Yes.
Oh. We want to know the style of the second
season. The collection.
Season,
like you gotta give me more
the
words.
The name
than
of
this.
The collection.
The name of the collection.
Or the name of Jim's promo code.
Right.
And it's not.
Or what Snow does.
It's not.
In the Midwest.
Not Shop Talk.
Or the shirt
shop
he likes to wear. Yeah.
Not
in the summer. The mid. The mid.
Right.
The official shirt of Jim.
Yes.
Okay.
Above 65.
You just call me fat?
I did not.
Wow, okay. I'm not. Really excited.
He's big boned.
About what you guys brought in today.
I'm big boned.
It's almost Christmas, and it gets me very excited to see candy canes and ornaments and what is this?
This is Christmas rock. I guess we're going to pause for a...
Is Fletch going to walk in?
It's so random. What is it?
Fletch.
Nice. I like
wow.
it.
One
Christmas
of the classics.
Rock. Christmas rock.
Sounds like back in the day.
But yeah. It is time to bring out the Patriots ornaments and the candy canes and the hats, the Santa hats.
Yeah, we just got loaded up, online store, physical store, pro shop. Yeah, a bunch of new items and, ornaments and Christmassy things that we've had over the years. And I just brought in some of them so people can at least kind of plant the seed in their head that, you're gonna have the tree soon, so let's start getting things decorated. Get it ordered. It's gonna take Jim 2 to 3 weeks. That's not true. It might take Jeff 2 to 3 weeks to get in. But anyway, I'll just rattle them off quick because you can obviously search online. But the first one is a Flying Elvis or FE light up ornament, which is pretty neat. I think it's a pretty cool ornament. Does it light up, Jeff? Even though it says light up, I can't.
No, but I guarantee you shake it real hard, so. It'll break.
I see some floaty snow.
Just bang it on the table, Mike. Maybe it'll light up.
We got the classic candy cane ornaments. Ooh, what is that?
Nice job, Mike.
You know, we have two. You have the Dana-Farber one? Good.
Yeah, and we have, actually, this is probably one of the classier looking ornaments. But it's an ornament that was designed to help raise awareness and funds for the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. So some of the proceeds go to that. And
nice.
This has become a very popular ornament. So it's the Dana-Farber Stadium ornament.
And I believe we have some other Dana-Farber items.
There's a mailbox right. one. Looks like a Christmas correct. Mailbox.
Oh, okay.
Where proceeds go back to Dana-Farber.
Great. No, so, that's awesome.
Yeah,
give it back at Christmas time, holiday time.
It's great.
That one is, it was the stadium, right? It was Gillette Stadium.
Yes.
Kind of a, what kind of, is that metal or stainless?
I don't know. Some sort of metal.
Yeah, it's metal.
Yeah,
good
it's
looking.
Metal.
It's classy looking.
It's very classy.
I'm sure people have entire trees covered
in Patriots.
We sell
a lot of ornaments.
I would imagine.
We probably have a dozen online right now that are for sale, but we sell a ton through this time of year.
Right.
Does anybody out there have a solid, just all Patriots tree? I'd love to know. Send some pictures. Let us know.
Oh, this got to be, huh?
There's got to be.
If you have a picture, send it. We'll post it.
We'll post it. Just a good-looking Patriots-themed tree. I'm sure it's out there. Someone's got to have that.
You should put some of these ornaments on the Patriots Today.
Patriots Today does have some little mini trees.
We got the Santa hat.
There we go. We got to deck that out.
Little trees. We will deck the trees with Patriots ornaments. I think it's a great idea.
Perhaps.
Maybe that'll be a project one day here in the studio on Shop Talk.
This closer to Christmas time. Overhaul.
You guys going to decorate this place with Christmas gear?
I don't tell you how to keep the pro shop.
No, you're right.
Don't tell
me
how to keep my studio.
I just want to know what's going on here, Jason.
Was it like an N1H1 clinic going
on? That's Andy.
Yeah.
What is that all about?
It's a used tissue and some ointment of some sort. I don't know what's going on.
Actually, that might be Fred Smarless.
Oh, that's that's safe.
Doing amazing things with topical creams these days.
The thing's crawling across the desk.
Do you have his mic, Mike?
It's going after the slice of pizza.
Yeah.
Is that a hair gel?
Oh, gross. Oh. Anyway.
What? It's not hair gel. It's lotion.
What is... What else do you have over there?
Just another smaller ornament. It's like the little...
Let's get off that.
What the hell is this thing called? You know, the little, little stocking ornament. I couldn't think of it. It's like a mini version that you would hang on the tree. And then, you know, the classic Santa hat. It's got the old logo, new logo. This is very popular. I think we see the cheerleaders wearing these every year, right? Or some version of it.
Yes, a Santa hat, too.
Yeah. So it's, full-size Santa hat.
We have tree skirts.
Tree skirts.
Wall decorations, tree skirts.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Wreaths.
So people go. Yeah, wreaths. People love this. Yep. But you got to get it now.
Nutcrackers.
You really do.
Do you have, like, mini Santa and elves dressed up like Patriots?
We have gnomes.
Gnomes.
Gnome ornaments.
Ken dresses as Santa every year. We should get him.
When?
Big Santa guy.
He will. Oh. We've tried every year.
Do you have a Santa in the pro shop around Christmas time dancing around?
No, not dancing around.
Come on, Mike. You could do it. Throw on a Santa suit, wear that hat.
Flanders will do it.
Cool stuff in the pro shop.
Like what?
We can't say it yet.
Well, that's not boring. It's boring.
Well, we haven't got anything approved yet. Well, all right. Christina Acker's going to be there signing.
That's not even fun. So that's it.
Dressed as Santa's. Mrs. Santa. Mrs. Claus.
I've actually dressed like Mrs. Claus before. We won't go there. Okay, change of subject. Anyway.
Next.
I can't believe it's November already. It's kind of crazy how fast time's flying. Nothing for Thanksgiving. We kind of just skipped over that holiday, huh?
Yeah. We
no
tried
turkey
selling
talk.
Live turkeys, Patriot live turkeys, but that didn't go over well.
Are we doing a Black Friday promotion this year?
We just met on that stuff yesterday, actually.
We're buttoning that up. So,
what does that mean?
Just planning what promotion. You know, Black Friday is
the big shopping day.
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
Oh,
we always do some sort of promotion. So we have
some ideas. Speak Spanish. In English, please.
So, yeah, you'll start seeing things unfold online and in the store over the next week through Christmas. So there'll be different things going on online versus in the store, and that's everything. So, I meant to mention this last week. This is the time of year a lot of customers get a little frustrated because they'll see something online, and they'll come to the store looking for it. We may be out of a size. And this is the time of year where we're doing our best, especially working with Al, to fill in orders and size outs that we may have. But, you know, just customers got to be patient. We're trying to get everything in on time to, you know, make everyone happy. But there's stuff in the store that sells better than it sells online and vice versa. So, you know, call first.
If you see it online, just buy it right then, and then you don't have to worry about coming down here. That's true.
Yeah. But they want to get it in time, though.
Did I mention the free shipping code?
Did you?
Yeah.
What was it?
Drift.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. Spurring on a call.
D-R-I-F-T.
You just gave away the answer.
I know what I'm doing.
And you just gave away that he gave away the answer. So anybody listening, we have actually had people call in with the wrong answer. So now that we've just completely given you the answer.
Given the show's going to end in about 2 minutes and no one's got it right, I thought, why not throw it out there?
Come on. That's a good idea.
Is it pumpkin?
I made an executive decision to throw it back out there.
I like it.
Is it what?
Also acceptable pumpkin.
No, I'm just saying people start giving the wrong answer.
We'll take anything at this point. Yeah, just call.
Do you have any more questions for Al while we have
just
him?
Just breathe
here?
Heavy into the phone.
The man came all the way down.
Can
here?
I win the contest?
No, you're an ineligible.
Why?
What game
That's
show
fair.
Would you go on, Al?
What game show would you go on?
What game show would I go on?
We've Al, said that I can see you as like, it's got to be, Al's very like 10 cups of coffee in him type guy all the time.
Without the coffee.
Without the coffee. He's very
We all decided Newlywed Game was not a good choice.
Newlywed, bad idea.
Because you can only go out of that in your relationship in a worse place than when you went
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
So, on the same
it
topic,
kind of. The doghouse game.
What nowadays reality TV show that's kind of like game style would you want to be on or go on?
None of the ones where you have to eat something nasty.
No Fear Factor for Jim.
You know what show I'd like to go on? I'd like to go on that show.
Shop
Next
Talk?
Top Model?
Shop Talk.
Next Top Model.
I'd like to go on the one where they're knocking each other off, all that stuff.
Wipeout.
Wipeout.
Oh, that's a good one.
I keep telling my
that's
daughters, I keep telling Ella and Sophia, I'm going on Wipeout.
You'd be good.
It'd be great on Wipeout.
But the problem is, you ever see the people they put on Wipeout?
Yeah, like, it's not exactly.
I'm not a Mensa candidate, but I may look like one going on there. But seriously, like you look at it, they're like, hey, you. You got an hour?
I like
you want to come on Wipeout?
Yeah.
Like,
they're pulling them out of a donut shop yeah. or something.
So nasty falls on that show.
Absolutely.
We're going to make that happen.
But my oldest daughter loved the show, and so every time we would sit down and I'd let them watch it for a little bit, and I'm like, I'm going on next week. I'm going on next week. So my youngest is always
show.
Like, are you going on? I like Wipeout, so I'd go on Wipeout.
I think that's a good
show.
Answer. We got to get Al on Wipeout. Can we get that done?
We'll make that happen.
Where's Flanders? Get him on that.
We need a sponsorship drive.
Ah,
portion of the proceeds.
We have an email with the correct answer. Can we go there?
Sure. What the heck?
Okay. And the winner is of the hat.
Did they get the answer right?
They got the answer right. The answer is drift. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Wow.
Drift.
This one comes from an Alfonso Menino from Canton, Massachusetts. Huh.
Isn't that something?
Alfonso.
That Alfonso.
That silly boy.
Anyway, Al gets the hat. It's been fun having him here. He's answered a lot of questions. We had some great questions coming in. Thank you guys for sending them in and you know, using the source while he's here sitting with us. I'm sure hopefully he'll be on before the end of the season, end of the year, with any the latest and greatest from Reebok, because it's always good stuff. We want to see it, we want to hear about it. Anybody else got anything to add? Everybody looks lost.
We have Tracy Sermani coming on next week.
Tracy yeah. Sermani,
cheerleader director. So we'll
Sorry,
be talking
Al.
No, we actually have Tracy in to see the line with Ken.
Yeah, help with
Pete.
The women's gear.
And so we actually, from that line, we from there we pick what we can put on the cheerleaders on the sideline. So
right,
we
yeah.
actually collaborate with her. So she's good to work with.
Yeah, you don't want Al and Ken making the female
I wouldn't. Decisions. I wouldn't listen
Pete,
to him.
That's Pete's pretty good at it. Pete's got an eye for that stuff.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he
There's
does.
A lot of
yeah.
something else going on there.
Well, yeah. they always look great, and it would be great to have Tracy on. So look forward to that next week. Everybody who's listening to Shop Talk, I'm getting snapped with
we
a phone
We have a winner.
Oh, we have a last
a
minute winner.
A legitimate winner.
A legitimate winner. I was going to give it to Al. Who's on
and
the phone?
I was going to give Shannon. It back to Christina.
Shannon.
Wow.
Can you hear me?
How you doing?
This is
Seattle, Shannon.
Is this Shannon Clink?
Am I the only one that listens
no.
at this hour?
No.
Maybe you didn't
no,
hear the email earlier
listening.
From Mike and Erie.
Who
and
thinks he's the only one? Or
you're the only one who's actually calling it. Well, we had some calls, but they're the wrong answer. So I really hope you have the right one at this point.
Oh, it's extra special, the answer. Now it's drift.
Oh, okay. I was
going to
say.
Like, oh, no.
I was going to say, Shannon, no. you got to be kidding
Christina
me.
Christina looked really scared.
Yeah, I was
we'll
just
give
so
it
confused.
To we'll hey, give it to him.
Shannon, where are you calling from?
Beautiful Gig Harbor.
Gig Harbor?
Washington.
Right,
Washington.
Give us a state.
Okay, great. Yeah, everybody's like, huh? Well, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. You get a great hat. I think it's a great prize. So
yeah.
congratulations. Give Jason your info. And
okay.
thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right, Shannon, coming through in the clutch last minute. But we gave away a good hat. I feel good about myself.
I do, too.
Absolutely.
Everybody feel good.
Yep.
All right.
Sorry, Alfonso.
Sorry, Alfonso. Apologies for that.
Noel Lucco.
Alfonso Menino, everybody.
Didn't know you were bilingual.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Pretty impressive.
Thought I'd slip one past all you guys and you just
right.
give the hat out to Alfonso. But anyway, on that note, it's been a pleasure to everyone out there listening to Shop Talk.
Thanks,
we
Al.
Will talk to you next week. Thank you, Al.
Thank you, Al.
For coming on. See you guys next week on Shop Talk.